Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 323 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week is jam-packed. Amadeus continues its run, its successful run, I might add, critically received well. And we've got the Ides of March, we have my 10-year wedding anniversary, and we conclude with St. Patrick's Day. So there's a lot to get into over this coming week, and we'll get right into that discussion just after these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
So there's a lot going on this week. We've got the Ides of March, which we all know from our, of course, Julius Caesar, the assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 BCE. And it corresponds, if I can get the word out, corresponds to March 15th, the Ides of March. Now, what I don't know if you know or not is that the Romans did not number their days of a month sequentially, from the first to the last day. Instead, they counted back from three fixed points in the month. The nones, hope I'm pronouncing that right, the nones, which would be the 5th or the 7th, depending on the length of the month, the ides, the 13th or 15th, and the calends, which is the 1st of the following month. The ides occur near the midpoint, or on the 13th for most months, but are on the 15th for March, May, July, and October. The ides were supposed to be determined by the full moon, reflecting the lunar origin of the Roman calendar. The Ides of each month was sacred to Jupiter, the supreme deity of the Romans, and the Flamen Dialis led the Ides sheep in procession along the Via Sacra to the Arx, where it was sacrificed. In addition to the monthly sacrifice, the Ides of March were also the Feast of Anna Perennina, a goddess of the year from the time when March was the first month of the Roman calendar. Her holiday was enthusiastically celebrated among the common people with picnics, drinking, and revelry. Now, being theater people, of course, most of us realize that it's all about Julius Caesar and his assassination, like I said earlier. And he was warned by a sayer that he should beware the Ides of March, right? And that on his way to the theater of Pompeii, and that's where he would be assassinated. And Caesar passed the seer and joked, "The Ides of March have come," meaning to say that the prophecy had not been fulfilled, to which the seer replied, "Aye, Caesar, but not gone." This meeting is famously dramatized in William Shakespeare's play, of course, Julius Caesar. So, that's kind of the history of the Ides of March, based on calendar events, and of course, the great assassination of Caesar. In Canada, yay Canada, the day is commemorated with the drinking of a Bloody Caesar cocktail. Now, what is that? So, on the 15th, you can have a Caesar or a Bloody Caesar, and that is a cocktail created and primarily consumed in Canada. It typically contains vodka, Clamato, or tomato juice and clam broth, hot sauce, and Worcestershire sauce, and is served with ice in a large celery salt rim glass, typically garnished with a stalk of celery and a wedge of lime. It was invented in Calgary, Alberta in 1969 by restaurateur Walter Chell to celebrate the Italian restaurant opening in his city. So there you go. You can, on the 15th, have a, which is Friday, I think, yes, it's Friday this week, have a Bloody Caesar to help celebrate and kick off, I guess, a whole weekend of drinking. You commemorate the Ides of March with a Bloody Caesar. And again, it sounds lovely. vodka, clamato, hot sauce, and Worcestershire sauce, and is served with ice with a large celery salt rim glass, celery stalk and salt rim glass. Kind of a Bloody Mary, I guess, but a little more spicy, I think. So then we have, ending the week on Sunday, next Sunday, we have St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick. So we're going to start drinking on the Ides of March, and finish our drinking, I guess, on Sunday. So, of course, we go through St. Patrick, was an Irish saint. St. Patrick's Day was first made official feast day in the early 17th century, and is observed by the Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion, especially the Church of Ireland, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the Lutheran Church. The day generally involves parades, festivities, and wearing of green attire or shamrocks. Why shamrocks are important is that St. Patrick used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity to Irish pagans. So there you go. That's kind of where the three-leaved shamrock became important in St. Patrick's teachings. Although it's kind of funny, we hear the phrase the wearing of the green in association with St. Patrick. But the original color associated with St. Patrick was blue. I didn't know that. But over the years, the color green and its association with St. Patrick's Day grew. From green ribbons and shamrocks were worn in the 17th century. St. Patrick used to, like I said, explain the Holy Trinity to the pagan Irish using a shamrock. So, to commemorate that, people wore shamrocks. In the 1798 rebellion, the Irish, to make a political statement, the Irish soldiers wore full green uniforms on March 17th in hopes of catching public attention, thus creating the phrase, the wearing of the green, meaning to wear a shamrock on one's clothes. It derives also from the song of the same name. Of course, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal in across the world, as it turns out, but a big deal in Ireland as well. That's kind of a given, I guess. But anyway, in the United States, it's not a legal holiday anywhere in the United States, but it is widely recognized and celebrated throughout the country. Of course, we have kind of a celebration of Irish culture here in America. So we have parades and, of course, feasting and copious consumption of alcohol, religious observations and numerous parades. Of course, the Chicago River is annually dyed green on St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of a there's a big parade in New York as well, so that's kind of a, you know, a big deal around cities with large Irish communities. But what happens around the world? Well, around the world, in Argentina, and especially in Buenos Aires, there are all-night parties celebrated in designated streets. Since the weather is comfortably warm in March, people dance and drink only beer throughout the night until 7 or 8 in the morning, and many people wear green. Apparently there's in the Reconquista area, the downtown street of Reconquista in Buenos Aires, there are several Irish pubs, and they think about 50,000 people or so are in that area on St. Patrick's Day. And to our friends in the north, Canada, one of the longest-running St. Patrick's Day parades in North America occurs each year in Montreal, where the city flag features, you guessed it, a shamrock. The parades have been held continually in Montreal since 1824. In Great Britain, Queen Elizabeth, Queen Mother, used to present bowls of shamrock flown over from Ireland to the members of the Irish Guards, which was a regiment in the British Army consisting primarily of soldiers from both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. The Irish Guards still wear shamrocks on this day, flown in from Ireland. So, there's some of that. Horse racing is a big deal, too. So, there's a horse racing at the Cheltenham Festival, which happens to be coincided with St. Patrick's Day. Birmingham, England, holds the largest St. Patrick's Day parade in Britain with a massive city center parade over 2 miles through the route. Liverpool has the highest proportion of residents with Irish ancestry of any English city. This has led to a long-standing celebration of St. Patrick's Day in terms of music, cultural events, and parades. So there's a lot going on. Of course, Glasgow in Scotland has a large Irish population, and they do a great to-do up there. In Japan, St. Patrick's parades are now held in 9 locations across Japan. The first parade was in Tokyo and was organized by the Irish Network Japan in 1992. Nowadays, parades and other events related to St. Patrick's Day spread across the entire month of March In Montserrat, the tiny island of Montserrat, known as the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean because of its founding by Irish refugees from St. Kitts and Nevis, is the only place in the world, apart from Ireland and the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador, where St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday. So the holiday was also commemorates a failed slave uprising on Montserrat in the failed slave uprising that occurred on March 17th in 1768. New Zealand and Australia, of course, widely celebrate St. Patrick's Day due to the population from Ireland who were either immigrated to Australia or were brought there as convicts through the 19th century. Russia. Now, here's an interesting thing. First St. Patrick's Day parade took place in Russia in 1992. There is an annual international festival, St. Patrick's Day, in Moscow and other Russian cities since 1999. Moscow parade is usually divided into two parts, official and unofficial. The first seems like a military parade and is performed with collaboration with the Moscow government and Irish embassy in Moscow, and the second is made by volunteers and seems like a carnival and show with juggling, stilts, jolly jumpers, and Celtic music. In South Korea, the Irish Association of Korea has celebrated St. Patrick's Day since 1976 in Seoul, South Korea. In Switzerland, St. Patrick's Day in Switzerland is commonly celebrated on the 17th March, with festivities like those in neighboring Central European countries. It's not unusual for Swiss students to organize celebrations in their own living spaces on St. Patrick's Eve. Most popular are... traditionally, again, everybody wears green and drinks. So, St. Patrick's Day spirit is across the world here and across the realm of IDS. I'm wishing all of you a happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, so we start our weekend. We have our Ides of March, and then we have St. Patrick's Day ending it. Then on the 16th is my wedding anniversary, and I've been married for 10 years to a lovely, charming, beautiful, talented, patient woman, Tara. So I'd like to wish Tara a happy 10-year anniversary of wedded bliss. But that got me thinking, what do you do for a wedding anniversary? So what is 10? So apparently the 10, the metal 10, is the traditional material for the 10th wedding anniversary. So there you go. I could also use aluminium. I'm sorry, I've been watching too much Top Gear. Or aluminum. Or the alternate modern is diamond. So I'm probably going to go with tin or aluminum. So anyway, just out there, that's all going on as well. So if you've got an idea during this week of a great wedding present, wedding anniversary, 10-year wedding anniversary suggestion, please send that to podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, and I'll take that into advisement. So anyway, of course, lastly and not leastly, is that again, Amadeus runs this week. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and our one and only matinee, Sunday matinee. So again, there are links for Amadeus on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. So thanks a lot. Well, let's wrap this puppy up. All right, so that's it. So everybody have a safe week. Beware the Ides of March. Have a bloody Caesar. Think of me on the 16th of my 10-year wedding anniversary. And have a great Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. I guess a lot of partying for St. Patrick's Day will happen on St. Patrick's Eve, I guess. So that may you be safe. May your Monday not be too bleary and dense headed for you. So if you want to be part of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282. Again, or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Follow the show on Twitter, inexplicableDS, @inexplicableDS is the Twitter handle. Here are the latest comings and goings on here at the Dumb Show. Who knows, next week, hopefully we will have a little SETC feedback, and we'll talk a little bit about Western Playhouse, hopefully, if the scheduling allows. So until next week, Hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.